This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
While issues around boat people, immigration and population have been central to the election campaign on both sides, Tim Costello from World Vision is arguing for a big Australia. He's not talking about population though. Tim Costello is on the line to share his vision. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Now, when you say you're in favour of a big Australia, what do you mean by that?
Big in heart, big in vision, big in an understanding that we are one of the only two Western nations that didn't go into recession. So when our foreign aid budget is 34 cents in every $100 and Britain's already at 50 cents going to 70 cents, it being the only area that Prime Minister David Cameron hasn't burnt. He's slashed and burnt every other budget area given Britain's recession, but he's ring-fenced aid, saying the world's absolutely poor, still need our help. A big Australia is recognising that we still are blessed. We still have a perspective of wanting to be generous in development and save lives.
So you're really talking about leadership, I guess, in a global way. How could we actually improve our ability to lead on these issues like foreign aid?
We need Australians to actually just know the facts. You ask most Australians, what do you think Australia gives in aid? Most will say, oh, about 10%. And you'll say, oh, really? Is that about the right figure? Yeah, that's about right. And then you say, well, actually, it's 0.3% we give of GNI. It's way down toward the bottom. Now, both parties have promised to get to 0.5 by 2015 to achieve what's called the Millennium Development Goals, goals we signed up to with 190 nations to halve the number of absolutely hungry and poor, to cut the 24,000 children who die before their fifth birthday every day in our world of preventable disease, of not enough food, of dirty water. A big Australia is generous there. And it's generous in understanding that we don't get just hysterical about boat people coming and talk language of invasion. We recognise they're fleeing often persecution, war, things we would flee if we were in their predicament. It's generous in perspective, understanding we are in the neighbourhood where a lot of the world's poor live. Many of the poorer countries have saved our bacon when it comes to the economy. It's the China and India's and Asian countries that are poorer that bought our commodities and kept us out of recession. It's generous in perspective.
So in terms of being generous, taking it back to our aid, you weren't just talking about an increase in aid, though, are you? You're actually talking about some other pretty major changes, like having a dedicated ministerial department.
Yeah, and department. Yeah, that's exactly right. In British cabinet, aid sits with its own minister because they take their international responsibility seriously. Now, of course, we'd have a minister for defence in cabinet and a minister for foreign affairs. So defence and diplomacy we get. The third D is development. Rather than bombing with bombs, bombing with development so people don't leave, so we do resolve conflicts, are incredibly important. That's why we think we need a minister for a budget that's about $4 billion a year at the moment. That's 0.34%. Going to 0.5, it'll be nearly $8 billion by 2015. We need a minister overseeing that, taking that seriously, explaining why Australia is meeting the Millennium Development Goals.
How far along is this idea, Tim, of having a specific minister for development? Is it something that you've actually talked about with either side of politics?
Yes, I talked with our previous Prime Minister about it, and there was some openness. I don't know where the current Prime Minister and Tony Abbott stand on it. The Greens certainly support it, and I think it just makes sense to say the three Ds, defence, diplomacy and development, really need representation because we're in a borderless world. We're seeing that with both asylum seekers and climate change. We can't just pull up the drawbridge and say we're okay. We're not. We've seen it in finances when banks called Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, funny names, but very powerful forces. Our banks are affected. The world's, the Western banks are affected. So in a borderless world, we need to actually be taking development and these issues seriously.
Why do you think that the election campaigns haven't looked at foreign policy issues, Australia's role in the world? Why doesn't that get talked about?
Look, I think we're in a fear mode. The narrative is the size of our debt and deficit. In fact, it's very low compared to European countries and America's. We're in fear mode about invasion from boats. In fact, we're receiving far fewer people coming across our borders irregularly. sometimes called unlawfully, than European and American countries per head of population. We seem to be turning inward with fear rather than actually having perspective and therefore saying, how are we engaging with the rest of the world? Climate change is impacting the poorest people where World Vision works already. There's now mosquitoes above the mosquito line in Nairobi, Kenya, in Harare, Zimbabwe, spreading malaria, the biggest killer of kids in Africa, because of warming, because of compromised water supplies, because of monsoons failing and therefore crops failing. These are really important issues that Australia has to address with its own water supplies and its own sense of responding to a price on carbon to have a way forward. So these are the big global issues, and we haven't seen much from either major party on these.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim Costello, for giving us a bit of a picture of what a vision for Australia and Australia's place in the world could look like.
That's a pleasure. Lovely to talk.
Tim Costello, who's the CEO of World Vision, just reframing some of the election debates there.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.